Well, Coach, good to catch up with you. Our airwaves always love to hear your voice at all times. Coach, talking Doan College track and field. You had a good holidays. Your kids, I take it, going to be back at school and juggling classes and athletic events. And for Doan track and field, off and running. You had a couple of early bird meets to kind of get things going for the indoor season, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a multi-event that we had with heptathletes. We have six girls and then five guys that are doing multis. And we had, at the time, our kid was leading the nation, a little sophomore. His sister had ran here, was an All-American, and then another sophomore boy, and then my son, Zach, all were top 16 in the nation. So that was a pretty good meet. And the girls had, we had two, I think, that were in the top 16 in the nation. So it was a good meet, multi-event. And then we didn't take a lot of kids, a lot more field event people to the early bird meet in Concordia, but we had some really good marks there. We had a young man that's leading the nation by 4 feet in a weight throw, and actually a girl, Maddie Sutton from Lexington, is actually in the top three or four, I think, in both weight throws. So, yeah, we had some good marks early, so that was fun to see.
Hey, you're going to have folks watch those individuals in the multi-events and those other events here over the next month or so. Hopefully they'll get themselves qualified for a national meet.
Right. Multis are a little bit different because in all the other events, you have a mark. If you hit, then you qualify. And multis is just top 16 marks go. So you kind of never really know who the top 16. Last year it was really tough on the men's side to even qualify for the national meet. So it just fluctuates every year. But, yeah, we're excited. We'll have one more. Multis don't get very many chances. They get, you know, two meets and then a conference meet if we run them there, possibly, unless they're doing a lot of different events. The next day we try to decide what's best to do a multi and then try to do your other events while you're still competing in a multi-event to see what we can do best to score. But the multis are pretty important. They got a lot of events they're pretty good at.
Coach, you're busy pretty much every weekend from here on out through the month of January and parts of February. You're every weekend, you got something going on.
Yes. We a little bit different with the time schedule, dates on the calendar this year, because usually we've been back and we had a meet already last Saturday, but the way that it fell, New Year's in the middle of the week, that we didn't get back because we couldn't practice 2 days and have a meet. So anyway, we're a week later now, and we have one less meet to qualify for nationals. So it's going to be a pretty fast 5 weeks in conference and nationals. So it's going to go pretty fast.
Always like to get the updates on our local kids here from Southwest Nebraska. I know you love this area. You've got some young kids once again doing some things. I know Kylie Hanmonica of Maywood Hay Center had a tremendous freshman year, and I hopefully staying healthy and get ourselves in the thick of things here in her sophomore year.
Right. She actually, nationals, you know, I think she split 56 or 57 in the mile relay for us, and we just finished out of making the finals for the to be an All-American for her. But she actually ran, we didn't run her in a 400, we ran her in a 60 and a 2, and she PR'd in both of those in that Concordia meet. So she started off really, really well, so that's exciting. And we had Peyton Herrick is an Alma boy, and he opened up and just about qualified at 6'9", I think, 6'8 or 6'9", in the high jump, and he's looking really, really good. He's a junior for us. So, yeah, and then the two Sutton girls are from Lex, and they're pretty talented and top kids in the nation, too. And Branson has had we didn't run him early. He's healthy, and he's as good as he's ever been, doing really well. And he's looking to be putting up some big marks. I think he can push 15 and a half or 16 feet in the vault. So he's older and wiser, and I think he's going to have a great year.
Yeah, just I think he's battled some injuries here and there, Coach, and you just knock on wood, and you hope you just stay healthy for 1 year and see what he can do.
Right, yeah. He had some lower back issues, but he's been really healthy. He's been consistent at practice, and that's been the big thing, is when you get hurt, you got to set out and then try to come back as a vaulter. Just the timing of it's a little bit different, but he's doing really well, and I'm proud of the progress that he's made, and really looking for him to have a big year this year. So it's exciting for him.
I know Kaylee Lasmich from Chase County High School. That was a throw for you. She's a sophomore now, and I'm sure right in the thick of things, competing with all those other great throws that you got.
Right. She opened up really big PR for her, and she's actually top eight in the nation right now in the weight throw. And so, yeah, as a sophomore, she really made that weight event's a little bit different because we haven't ever had a chance to practice that in high school, and she picked it up really quick. And I know before Christmas when I had looked, she was that mark and put her in the top eight in the nation. So we're excited to see what she can do in the next 5 weeks too. So she's a good athlete as well.
Teams as a whole, coach, on the women's side and the men's side, you've got a little bit of everything. You always do in the field events, and your running events, your relays and everything. You've got some great kids in every area pretty much, don't you?
We do. We try to make it pretty well rounded and have a quite a bit depth in all of our events. But our men and women are going to be strong this year. We're pretty deep in the field events and sprints, and one thing that is really going to help us indoors, you got the 4, 6, 8,000, 5K, 10K. When we get outdoors, that middle distance is really important. And our men finished top 20 in the nation in cross country, and our women just missed making nationals. Our top girl got hurt 2 weeks before nationals, or I think they both would have been top 20 in the nation in cross country too. And when you have the depth in that middle distance, that really makes a big difference with some of our teams that are really loaded in the conference with the middle distance. But our field events usually can make up some points with their depth in the running events.
Hey, got a home meet coming up this Saturday, Coach, at your place. Got some pretty good teams coming to town for this one.
You know, because of the calendar falls the way it is, no one's starting school till the 15th or 16th, I think. So it actually is. We have about five teams right now, which is kind of a nice meet to have. Not huge. It doesn't go all day. But there'll be some high-quality marks that we'll have with the teams that are coming here. So we're excited to be hosting. Looks like the weather's going to be good. So we'll be able to get them here and try to get some good marks early.
GPAC as a whole, on the women's and men's sides, good teams all around you. And when that GPAC Conference Championships comes up in February up in Mitchell, South Dakota, that's going to be a heck of a track meet, isn't it?
It will be. Last year we went head-to-head with Concordia, and it come down to the mile relay last year outdoors, and our girls had a phenomenal meet there and competed really, really well. And I think we're stronger as a team this year with our depth in the relays and the middle distance that is really going to help us with that. And then the men, we return a lot of really good kids. Our good hurdler, a 1370 guy and 46 quarter local kid, Zach Turner, is back. And we got this group of kids is that last COVID. So they got an indoor, some got an indoor and outdoor. So, this is their fifth year, those five kids from Creek, and that we have. Carter's a 7-foot high jumper. He's a Creek kid. And then Zach, my son, is top 16 in the nation in multis. Trevor Malone was a triple jumper for us. And so we have all those local kids back, which is fun. But we're going to be pretty deep, and we got a high level. The kid said he's leading the nation by 4 feet in a weight throw from Seward. Local kid as well, pretty close. So we're excited. We have a chance to do really well at the conference level, and I think at the national level, you never know how that's going to play out. But people stay healthy. It should be a pretty fun year if I don't screw them up.
Gainesville, Florida. I'm sure that's going to be nice and warm in February, isn't it?
Yeah. The biggest part of that is getting there. We'll fly down to Gainesville and in the winter, hopefully the weather allows us to get there. And we should be having an outdoor meet there instead of an indoor meet. But it's a different facility, which is when you have your first year at an indoor facility somewhere else. They had to move events around because the track is a banked 200 meter track. So the 60 meters is actually in the infield, and field events are on the outside. So you have to move some of your scheduling around. It makes it a little bit different. But anyway, everybody playing with the same parameters, and when we get there, we get a play track head to head, and that's what it's about, and that's what's fun about it, and competing and seeing who's the best on that day.
Well, Coach, I don't know how you do it. You got a kid, kids in high school. You got some kids in college. You're coming and going and everything. I don't know how you do it 24/7 with all that the things you have to, that you're covering with your family, aren't you?
It's fun. You know, I really enjoy it. And unless I have a track meet, I don't miss any of my boys or Zach Landon's basketball games or sporting events. I got a great coaching staff. I have 15 coaches on our staff, and that are really good, and we cover for each other when our kids. We got a lot of coaches. Brad Jenny, you know, he's from Alma originally. He's our middle distance coach, and his kids are in high school, and Dustin Llewellyn's kids. So we all know that that's the most important thing, to go support your kids and watch them. Practices can be taken over by your other coaches. So it's pretty nice here to be able to have that flexibility to be a dad and mom and watch your kid, but still know that we're going to come here and give our best when we're at practice.
And, of course, finally, Coach, you've got on your staff one of the great McCook High School athletes of all time, and the one and only Ken Marvin, who has been on your staff for quite a while, hasn't he?
He has, you know, and he's been great, because back when we started, I was doing all the field events, and I needed someone to help me. And Ken stepped in and helped me with the long and triple jump. But, you know, he just bailed on me this year because his son is the head basketball coach at Milford. And him and Dwayne, his brother, actually are the assistant coaches for the Milford basketball team this year.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, this is the first year. So he's really enjoying that, being with his son and being able to do that. He comes to meet and because he likes being around the kids and everything. But, yeah, they're all out. They were up scouting the Wahoo Warriors the other day. Well, they weren't playing Wahoo, but they were playing Ashland Greenwood. And so they were up scouting the game, and I got to hang out with those guys for a while. So, yeah, he's a traitor. He bailed on me, man.
Maybe one day he'll come back full-time. He's a young guy still. He's got some years in him still.
Oh, yeah. He's still coming around, him and Tammy, his wife. So they're great. They're head of our FCA groups for the track team, and they do a tremendous job. And it's always good to have those guys around.
Coach, always good to talk a little track with you, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week. Stay warm, and we'll catch you with you down the line, okay?
Absolutely. Always great to talk to you guys. Good luck out west.